I'll love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. Guess who? It's the man you committed your life to. Remember that? Oh, some 30-some years ago when, I guess, at least at the time, you said you were in love with me, and you also said you were a follower of Christ. But, you know, and Christ's the one who says that, anyway, you know, that's that Bible stuff, which obviously, I ran out of stamps and ended up using first class stamps for a few postcards this week. But good news, I stopped at the post office today and I got more postcard stamps. So I'll start using them again tomorrow. You know, save a few dollars because apparently I have a lot of those cards to send still. While I was there, because I went to the post office downtown. And I've been planning to do this for ages, and I finally did. I stopped at the local version of a pregnancy care center. You know, it's kind of like, are you pregnant? Well, actually, no. but I've been wondering about how much of a cultural shift there's occurred since the time I was actively involved. And they're closed on Fridays, so I wrote them an email, and we'll see what happens on that. One of the things that I've noticed, because there's several people who have used the comment from Julian Assange. You might remember I've mentioned his name before, because he commented years ago about the reason we're in Afghanistan is for endless wars. That was his term, endless wars. People are bringing that up again because what happens is, if somebody points out something that is obvious, you got to persecute them. And, you know, obviously he's been persecuted tremendously. But, you know, it was a serious reminder, the cost of pointing out the obvious. Again, we're in Afghanistan for a fundamental reason. One, to support the military-industrial complex. That's obvious. But the other, of course, and the fundamental reason we went in was opium. Because, you know, opium production in Afghanistan, once we went in, tripled and stayed that way. It's been that way for a whole long time. So we went in because we moved from the Cambodia area and so forth post our defeat in the Vietnam War. And now we've been defeated in this one. But that's a victory! Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. I don't work for the White House, so don't take that one seriously. When I went to the website for the local pregnancy ministry here, there was a comment in there towards men that I thought was a wise comment, and I think it's very applicable to me today. The phrase was, don't stop communicating with her. So it's a reminder. I know my wife does not communicate with me. I am quite confident that, we're at what? A whole lot of voicemails. And my assumption is she may have heard about zero of them. That wouldn't surprise me. Today is 12:64. and if she's heard none of them, that wouldn't surprise me. Well, I'm going to communicate with my wife. I love her. That's unambiguous. I love her. But let me also give you, I do occasionally look at the Babylon Bee because sometimes they do stuff that's pretty stupid. They seem to be, if there's a criticism, I do see some Zionism to them. Which is unfortunate because, the power of satire is far stronger than the power of truthful information. If you try to present something truthful and whatnot, most people don't listen. If you present something that's satire, you'll get a lot of ears. And, of course, you can lead people through satire. They had an article, Joe Rogan criticizes anti-science for surviving COVID, which, you know, the reason that hits home is because, oh yes, I have to tell you, the reason that hits home is because I went to Daybreak today to visit some people, and I saw my friend Mike Day, who's, he's now 76 years old. You can see he looks like an old man, and he is scared to death of COVID-19. And the things he has said, he has the vaccine and all these things. It's kind of like, there's no point in me offering evidence. Because, you know, when I've talked with some other people, because CNN says it, because it's such a popular thing. If you show evidence, and it shows the impact of censorship, because most people don't know things are censored, because that's what censorship does. It reduces the audience for evidence. And, you know, you have the censoring by the major news media, and you have the censoring by, you know, Google, YouTube, and so forth. Because if you say COVID-19, if you point out, you know, stopping the virus with a mask is like stopping a mosquito with a chain link fence, if you point that out, your comments are removed from Facebook, from Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. It's your videos are removed from YouTube. And, if it's an article or whatnot, it won't be found on a YouTube or Google search. You're censored. And that's the world my family lives in. And I wonder if they know anything about it. And what I'm hopeful, again, because I said yesterday, I've heard of Joe Rogan. I don't know anything about him per se, besides listening to, like I say, I think I've accumulated maybe 10 minutes. But the all I know is he's popular and is making lots of money. Apparently frustrating some people. But because of the fact that he apparently, and see, my issue is they say he got it. How do you know? Again, there are a number of doctors, scientists, saying, I want a sample of COVID-19 to do research and so forth. And you go to organizations like the CDC, the World Health Organization, they don't have one. Because you cannot find COVID-19. There's no test for it. PCR test shows that you have fragments of things that, again, can't tell the difference between COVID-19 and a common cold. But the other one article that they had in the Babylon Bee was this Christian leader, sure, he's on the right track as he's getting tons of good feedback from the world. You know, and it's kind of like they hit on so many things that, you know, it is satire, but they hit on so many things, you know, about even talked about, I'm on the wide road and I'm in the middle and I'm lukewarm and all these kind of things that discuss, you know, lukewarm from being from Revelation, the middle of the road from the wide gate that I've talked about. And I'm afraid that's what my family's involved in. They're around people who, they're getting tons of good feedback. You know, because I remember the importance of good feedback that Jim Cross would pursue. And I understand the marketing aspect of that. But to be a follower of Christ is not to follow in the way of the world and get good feedback. But one last thing. When I went to Daybreak, I did visit, like I said, I visited Mike. I saw James, another gentleman that I've known there for some time. We talked a good bit. And he told me about Ralph, the Birdman. I don't think I've ever known his last name. It's Ralph the Birdman is how he's known. He died yesterday. He was 66. He was in terrible health. And, you know, I remember talking to him when he was around 63 or 64, saying he didn't think he'd make it the rest of the year. Well, he did. And I remember talking to him when he was 65, and I was still a young 64. And he talked about that he's feeling better. Apparently they put a stent in his heart. I'm not sure exactly what that does. And then a week later he was dead. But, you know, I find it unfortunate. Couple things. I'm getting long again, sorry. One is he was one of the people that I've talked with who talked about his wife and good riddance. He was glad to be gone, that she was gone. And when I remember listening to him, and I didn't say anything about it, but understand this, I'm not that way. There's one and only one lady for me. And I want her back so badly it hurts. I love that lady intensely. But, you know, obviously the reverse isn't true. I mean, that's obvious. But while I was there today, it was commented about by two people. And maybe I even heard it from a third today. I'm not sure. But many people over the last many weeks have commented, I'm healthy. It's obvious. So again, that commitment I made to my wife to do what I can to live to be 90. You know, I walked about 5 miles. I plan to do the farmer's market tomorrow, and I got to go to Publix because I'm running out of butter. I mean, can you imagine the horror? And, you know, I do get good raw butter. I don't get, you know, I can't get raw milk, but I can get raw butter. My plan is to do that tomorrow. And so because that'll make it a 7 mile trip tomorrow to there in the farmer's market, I'll make my marathon for the week. A few weeks I was shy. And, you know, I thought about it today because I only did about 5 miles today, but they're fast. And, you know, so yeah, what people say, yeah, you're healthy. And I demonstrate that over and over again. And I'm pleased in a lot of respects that I'm healthy. The discouragement is I may indeed make it to 90. I'll probably be alone, won't it? Because this group that claims to be followers of Christ, the people who make love so important, don't live it, do they? You know, the email I wrote to the local pregnancy place today is I commented to them, when I find young people and there's an opportunity to engage them, I do. And I do this a lot because especially like on the Greenway is the most successful place, but I've done it other places. The farmer's market, I've done it. Have I made it in stores? I've tried. I don't know if I succeeded. But when I find an opportunity to engage somebody, I ask a young person, what do they believe and why? Because if they can't handle me on the question of why, they're lost. Because the arguments from CNN and the university professors and whatnot, they're lost. There's very little hope for them. If they can't handle me, they'll never handle that level. So how about my own kids? What they're being taught is the institution is right, avoid the dad. That Exodus 20, that's Old Testament. We can ignore that. The objective is we want to, well, like this article, we want to make sure we get tons of good feedback from the world. We want to get a bunch of likes and thumbs up on our Twitter account and our Facebook pages. I want to follow Christ. He's my creator. And the reason I do is because of his grace to me. I hope he shines that grace on at least some of my family, most notably my wife, because I love her. My lady, I do love you.